I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I the butthole for not scheduling the new hire's vacation? I'm the manager of a small team at a large company. Each manager does their team schedule. I hired Lacey last week. Lacey told me when she accepted the job that she already had non-refundable vacation plans at the end of May. I told her that I did the schedule and would try to accommodate her. I couldn't accommodate her at all. There's already another team member out. I put up the schedule and was very surprised at an email from Lacey regarding her vacation not being scheduled. I informed her we didn't have the flexibility and that she was expected to work. When I went to my lunch break, I walked by Lacey's desk and was surprised to see it packed. She handed me her lanyard and told me she quit. She said that she wasn't losing out on $2,500 and that she already had an offer from one of those jobs she turned down that promised her vacation was safe. I'm now being called into my boss's office because she quit so fast. But in my experience, if you start a new job, you understand that you are last for vacation. My fiance says that I'm an idiot and she was telling me, not asking me. Yes, you are, obviously. What new hire is going to give up $2,500 just so they can do their job at yours? How long is it going to take them to earn that $2,500 back? I don't know, but a long time. You also made it sound as if you'd accommodate her, and you didn't. That's bad enough. Am I the butthole for giving my husband a fake key when he demanded to drive my car? I am a 31-year-old woman, and I became the only income earner after my husband, Jeff, who is 35, lost his job about 9 months ago. He doesn't have a car anymore because he sold it to be able to pay off debts. He started asking to drive my car with the excuse of wanting to look for a job. There are two problems with that. First is that I'm a nurse, I work odd hours, and I need my car most of the time, and he literally takes it all day and comes back late in the evening. Second is that every time he comes home, the car either has a busted taillight, damaged fronts, flat tires, etc, etc. So far, I had to spend nearly $300 to get it back in good shape. I told him I no longer want him to take my car, but he said I had to let him drive it so he could continue to look for a job. I told him he could search online, but he said something about scammers trying to pose as potential employers just to get his personal info. We've never had this happen to us. Days ago, he went out with my car, and I ended up being late for my shift. I called a friend to cover for me and tried to call him, but he returned home at midnight. I had a fight with him after he said he was with friends, and time passed by. I took the key out the car and put it under my pillow, then went to sleep. The next morning, I saw him standing near the bed, wanting me to give him the car key so he could look for a job. I said no, but he got mad and started demanding I hand it over. I told him fine and pointed towards a sock drawer where we had lots of junk and told him it was there. I lied and he got some old key that looked like my car key. Once he walked out, I locked the door and got in bed. A few minutes later, he came back and started pounding on the door, asking if I gave him a fake key. I said I did just to get him off my back. He started yelling at me, saying I was being childish, and demanded I open the door and give him the real key. I remained in bed while he kept yelling outside, saying I'm giving him loads of rubbish for not working yet and not willing to let him effectively look for a job. He also said that I'd been testing his patience several times, and he's had about enough. He yelled some more, then left. I was so infuriated and just maddened about the whole situation. I had a shift to cover, and I knew that if he took the car, he wouldn't bring it back in time. I got to my work and we haven't talked. He was in a full sulking mode after I returned, and he kept ranting about how unsupportive and childish I was to pull this stunt. Yeah, not gonna lie, your husband seems pretty weird. First of all, his logic about not wanting to go online because of safety and security is a bit odd, and also the fact that he's saying he's gonna go door to door to look for a job and needs your car for that. I'm not sure about that. It's 2022 after all. What's more telling is that the vehicle is always damaged. Like, what could be going on there? Get your comments in. I have no idea, but wow. What is this guy up to? I have no idea. Safe to say, you're definitely not the butthole, and giving him a fake key and getting him out of your room was the best thing you could have done. Am I the butthole for making a pregnancy jar? My husband and I have been married for 6 years. We still don't have kids. We want them, but it's still not happening. Friends and family are causing us constant stress about having a baby soon, but it's obviously something we can't control. We only wish that they'd stop, but to no avail. So, what I did was come up with this idea. Stupid, I know. And that is, I have an empty jar and call it the pregnancy jar. I carry it with me in my bag whenever I'm with friends and family. And every time someone asks about when my husband and I are gonna have a baby, I pull my jar out and ask them to drop a dollar in there for asking. I'd get puzzled looks, but they'd reach out for their pockets, wallets, purses, and pull out a dollar and put it inside the jar. It actually worked, because most of them stopped asking after about 4 months. Last week, we had dinner at my parents' house. My brother came back from his business trip that lasted a month, and while eating, he asked when me and my husband were going to have a kid. My husband paused. I got up from the chair and made my way to where my brother was sitting with my jar in my hand and asked him to drop a dollar for the question he asked. He stared at me, then laughed nervously, asking if I was being serious. Everyone was looking at us. He said no, he didn't have to pay me, but I told him he didn't have to ask either, so here we are. I could tell he felt embarrassed. He immediately reached out to his pocket, pulled out his wallet, and put a dollar in my jar. I made my way back to my seat and sat down and resumed eating like nothing happened. It got awkward afterwards. Mum pulled me into the kitchen later to tell me that I embarrassed my brother in front of his wife and family and said that I should quit acting childishly by running around with a jar demanding others put money in it. I told her they should quit asking then. She went on about how they're just worried for us since we're in our mid-30s and we don't have much time left if we want at least one healthy baby. I got upset and she started arguing. My husband and I left and we haven't seen them in days. Except I got a call from my sister, basically siding with Mum and the others, saying I'm being childish. So, am I the butthole for this? Also, a quick couple of additional points. 1. This has been going on for years, but in the past year it's gotten worse. 2. I already told them about how I feel regarding this question. My husband doesn't care much and says I should let it go though. 3. Yes, they pay every time because it's just a dollar. It won't make me any richer or them any poorer. And 4. My husband and I spend the money on snacks to eat every night when watching TV or some toys for the dogs. Okay, wow, I actually love the idea of this. This is just brilliant. Because can you imagine, if you really want kids, it's your number one want in the world and you can't. You try for years, you try everything, you and your partner devastated that you can't. Yet still, people that know about this continue to ask you questions like, when are you having kids? That's going to be so unbelievably painful. Now look, if you do these things with your friends the first time and strangers, for example, yeah, that's a bit too much. But when it's your parents and close friends and family that know this stuff and continue to ask these sort of questions, yeah, I think this is a good incentive for them to stop asking such painful questions. I think, to be fair, the pregnancy jar is made legitimate by the fact that your friends and family continue to pay a dollar. If they didn't think it was fine, they wouldn't do it. So I think by doing that, they're accepting that they shouldn't be asking these questions, yet they continue to do so and you keep making dollars.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I the butthole for returning the shoes I got for my husband after he accused me of stealing from him? I am 29 years old, and my husband, who is 36, is the breadwinner of the family. I stay home with the kids, who are preschool age. He pays for the mortgage, bills, household needs, food, kids' needs, etc. He has a set monthly budget for each category and handles getting everything done. Recently, he's become overwhelmed and told me to handle grocery shopping. But before he let me, he asked me to write a list of all the stuff we need so we could calculate the total, and also so he'd have an idea of how much I'll be spending when I take his credit card. I didn't have an issue with that, because this way we'd watch our spending habits. However, he said I'm never allowed to get something that isn't on the list unless I'm paying for it some other way. On Friday, I was doing some grocery shopping as usual and saw that the store had some nice shoes on sale. The price was insanely low for this brand, and so I decided to grab a pair for my husband, thinking he'd be happy with them since he needed some new sneakers anyway. I bought them, and when I showed them to him, he flipped out on me, saying I made a huge mistake by buying something that was not on the list. I agreed with him, but I thought that since the shoes were for him, then it would be different. He said I screwed up though and shouldn't have bought those sneakers without even telling him. But in my defense, I said that the price was low, so it's not like I spent $100 on shoes, and I also saw this as a great deal and wanted him to have those nice sneakers. He plainly said that what I did is considered stealing, since he never consented to have those sneakers purchased, and said that I'm being irresponsible with money, and that's why I no longer have an income and my spending habits need a grip. I felt hurt by what he said. We argued about it for hours, and he avoided speaking to me for the rest of the day. The next day, I went and returned the sneakers and took the money back. He got home in the evening and lost it when he found out I returned them. He said he couldn't believe how petty and childish I was to actually do this. I explained I was just correcting my mistake. He tried to contact the store and was told the sneakers were already sold. He even got angrier with me, but I told him that he accused me of stealing for him when I was just trying to do a nice gesture for him. He yelled that I had a lot of nerve calling what I did a nice gesture while using his money to do it. I told him he had no right to yell at me after I corrected my mistake and gave back the money he accused me of stealing. He threw a fit, then went out with friends and came home late at night, still not talking to me. Did I mess up? Maybe I shouldn't have purchased them, knowing they weren't on the list, but I just wanted him to have those sneakers and thought I was doing a nice gesture. All right, this just screams control freak to me. The fact that you're even saying at the end here that you think you may have screwed up by not buying something on the list that you cannot go outside of, even if you find something that you like, or let alone a gift for him. Yeah, control freak right there. Who would do that? Say, if you get one more thing that is not on this list, I will accuse you of stealing. I get it, it's his money and everything, but that is ludicrous. Genuinely, I actually lost count of how many red flags there were in this story. I mean, the list itself is unbelievable. You try and defend yourself, he was just like, no, none of that. Even then, when you went out of your way to correct the mistake, that obviously isn't a mistake, but to your husband it is, you were then met by even more backlash. It is crazy. Look, I don't know the bloke, but to me, it screams, get out of there. Anyway, guys, that's gonna do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more Am I the Butthole videos straight away and episodes, click this playlist on screen. It's got all my Am I the Butthole stories in there, all the posts. If you want, you know, something to listen to in the background, chill out, wonder whether people are in the right or wrong, and hear some very interesting stories, get that on. You'll love it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.